Canada's preparing for the arrival of 10,000 Syrian refugees by the end of this year, so in the next 4 weeks. Another 15,000 set to arrive here by March 1st. And for Quebec this year, that means about 3,600 Syrians coming to Quebec. And Montreal will be home to many of those newcomers. And once they're here, these refugees will have a lot to adapt to. A new home, a new climate in December, and often a new language that will likely be key to getting a new job. Adult refugees can qualify to study English in Quebec if they're over the age of 16. And if they choose to, they could well end up in a class taught by my next guest. Donovan King teaches basic English to adults at the High School of Montreal Adult Centre. It's part of the English Montreal School Board, and he's been there for the past 5 years. Many of his students have been immigrants and refugees, and Donovan King joins me by phone from his classroom. Hi, Donovan.
Hi, Sabrina.
Thanks very much for joining me from class. I hope the bell won't interrupt us.
Thank God there is no bell in this school.
Oh, it's adult ed, yeah. So what's the profile of your students? How old are they, and where do many of them come from?
Well, my students are all either immigrants or refugees, so they come from all over the world. They could be from pretty much any country apart from Canada. And the ages range from about 16 to, I'd say, about maybe 60 in this type of program.
So 16 to 60. And what are some of the challenges that come with, first of all, teaching the students with such an age range? That must be one challenge in itself. But also people who come from completely different cultures and, you know, their mother tongue is a completely different language from each other. What are some of the biggest challenges you face as a teacher?
Well, we do have 8 different levels of English. So at the lowest level, these are people who do not speak any English at all. And so that's the most challenging level to teach, I would say, because, you know, no one really knows what's going on because they don't speak the language. And so it gets easier and easier as we progress, as they sort of go up the levels and they can comprehend things more. So basically, it really depends what level they're at in terms of, you know, how difficult the teaching is. And, you know, certainly these newcomers have a lot of challenges in terms of being in a brand new land. Of course, we have 2 official languages here in Canada. And, of course, there's also the idea of integrating into the community as well. And so there's a lot of focus, especially at the beginning, on really sort of community building, building connections, and also being aware of the community, lots of field trips and things like that. And so those are some of the challenges involved.
And a lot of them, you know, have not had easy lives. They've faced a lot. They've seen a lot. Some have had traumatic experiences. How does all of that emotional baggage and experience they come with, how does that affect their ability to learn?
Well, generally speaking, I would say refugees over just sort of economic immigrants tend to be even more driven in a sense, because it's not like they have a chance. They know that they have to learn these languages if they want to succeed here. But of course, as you mentioned, there is a lot of emotional baggage that comes from being a refugee. And so, you know, in ways that we can sort of work around that is, for example, try to avoid any types of triggers. You know, if there's to be, say, a fire drill or a lockdown, and I know a student comes from a war-torn country, obviously I'm going to talk to them beforehand about that before bells and things start ringing. It's also a matter of being sensitive to the topics at hand that we're dealing with. For example, if we have a refugee from Haiti who came because of the earthquake and the lessons about earthquakes, I might change that to something different if I think it's not going to gel very well with the student.
Do you hear many refugee student stories?
Yes, a lot of the students do open up. A lot of them do tell the stories. Now, part of my job is to do placement testing. So this means I meet refugees and immigrants when they come to the school for the first time here at the High School of Montreal Adult Centre. And this is where I'm trying to gauge what level their language is at, so which course to place them in out of the 8 courses. And oftentimes they'll tell me stories right there from the get-go as to why they're here in Canada. And so that's when I'll hear a lot of the stories about being a refugee. Whereas in the classroom itself, itself, the teachers are not actually aware who is a refugee and who isn't because of privacy laws. And so in that case, it's really a matter of seeing if the student wants to volunteer that type of information. And if they do, of course, it can help us in terms of their education.
A lot of people, you know, with the climate we're in right now, a lot of the public sector workers at the bargaining table wanting, demanding more resources from the government, saying already class sizes are too big, there are not enough resources for special needs students as it is. Do you think, and I realize you're in an adult ed center, is the education system as it is right now in Quebec equipped to deal with incoming new students and refugees?
Yeah, this is a very good question. I mean, because the government has been cutting education year after year after year, it really is down to the bone right now. And this is why the teachers are on strike, of course, because they want to ensure that there's the resources there for special needs students, but also for refugees, immigrants, and everyone else. So, I mean, definitely the government needs to invest more money to bring this education system up to scratch, because right now it is starting to fall apart, unfortunately. In adult education, there isn't even a limit on the number of students in a class. So sometimes I might have 40 or 50 students, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas in the youth sector, there is a hard cap on classes. So certainly more investment in the system would be helpful. But at the same time, you know, we are very resilient. We are teachers, and we will do our best with what we're given, no matter what.
Well, best of luck. Thank you very much, Donovan King, for speaking with us.
My pleasure, and thank you for taking this topic in such importance.
Donovan King teaches basic English to adults at the High School of Montreal Adult Center. It's part of the EMSB.